been his past year. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Sports Overnight America. I am the Taco Man, Johnny Taco, in the house. For the next hour, of course, we begin at 10 p.m. Pacific time on Saturday. It's a roll for a couple hours, Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition, myself and my fantastic co-hosts, Dominic Jimenez and Zach Attack Young, who I'll get to in just a minute. But, folks, I want to talk free agency tonight, right? Baseball. What made these guys the multi-millionaires they are? The fact it all came in on the back and the blood of a guy named Curt Flood. We'll talk about Curt Flood. Cincinnati Reds player refused to trade back in 1969. He began free agency. God bless Curt Flood. So all these guys making these multi-million dollar deals, they got nobody to thank but Curt Flood. Dominic Jimenez, what's up?
We're going to talk a little more NBA. Take a look at the Eastern Conference. We're talking about the Warriors being the best in the West. In the second hour, we're going to take a look at the beasts of the East, the Atlanta Hawks.
Zach Attack Young, we've got some combat sports to talk about. Of course, the World Heavyweight Championship tonight, but fights coming up in the near future. There's some good fights coming up. We'll talk about that. But Miguel Cotto, not going to defend against Canelo Alvarez. He's going to fight Floyd Mayweather. Mark my words. What do you think about that?
Well, I really hope not. I mean, as much as that fight actually could be interesting with Freddie Roach as his trainer, I think I'm like the majority of boxing fans out there. I want to see the Mayweather-Pacquiao fight after all this time, so I'm still holding out hope that that'll happen.
NFL playoffs, a foregone conclusion, folks. That's right. You heard it here. Seattle and New England are going to be in the Super Bowl. Dominic Jimenez, am I right?
I agree with you.
Okay, Zach Attack Young. Zach Attack Young is a slight disagreement there. Of course, we're talking NFL, the point spreads. I'm dropping 440 on the Seahawks. I think I can give up a touchdown. I think they're good enough to give up a touchdown. What do you think? Are you dropping money on the games tomorrow? Because that's what this is all about. When we talk games and sports and beating the spread and beating the line, we do it for the bucks, not for the ego. It's the money. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and Sports Overnight America.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
YMT Vacations invites you to discover the tropical islands of Hawaii on a 13-day four-island tour. Specializing in Hawaii since 1967, YMT offers the most affordable, carefree vacation in paradise. Call 1-888-817-8360 today or go to ymtvacations.com and plan your getaway now. You'll tour Pearl Harbor and visit world-famous Waikiki Beach on Oahu. Take the Waialua Riverboat Cruise on romantic Kauai. Visit the old whaling capital of Lahaina on Maui and on the Big Island of Hawaii. Tour an orchid nursery, Volcanoes National Park, and more. Included are beautiful hotels, baggage handling, escorted sightseeing, and flights between the islands. Call YMT Vacations at 1-888-817-8360 or go to ymtvacations.com for reservations and details on one of our weekly departure dates. Prices start at only $1,649 plus tax. And be sure to ask about our low-cost airfare, too. If you've never been to Hawaii, this is the trip to take. ymtvacations.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Sports Byline Combat Sports Recap, brought to you by Alchemy Water.
There is a difference in the water you drink. I know, because I drink Alchemy Water. A-L-K-A-M-E. AlchemyWater.com, folks. Lots of good stuff in it. And guess what? I feel good after a workout. I feel good in the morning. I feel good at night. I've been drinking this now for about 3.5 months. I've lost 18 pounds, of course. That has to do with running. But guess what? After I run them 5 miles, it's Alchemy Water. A-L-K-A-M-E. AlchemyWater.com. We're talking combat sports, of course, straight up. The World Heavyweight Championship leaves a portion of it on the line tonight, and it goes to an American, a young man from Alabama. I'm talking about Deontay Wilder. Zach Attack Young, what happened?
Well, I mean, Wilder was impressive tonight. He used the jab, he used his reach, and he used some head movement to frustrate Stiverne and not really let him get off. And probably the best part is Wilder has always had a suspect chin. He actually got caught a few times and didn't seem wobbled at all, so maybe the chin isn't as suspect as we thought after all.
Okay, let's talk about the world of MMA. Of course, Conor McGregor tomorrow. What does Conor McGregor bring to the dance? How good is he?
Well, he's already been called one of the best strikers in MMA, and I think he is. You know, the one question mark he has is with the wrestling. That's not going to be answered tomorrow, but he's in with a capable opponent who has upset the apple cart before. He fought George Sotiropoulos. This Dennis Seaver fought George Sotiropoulos and stopped him in Australia, which is Sotiropoulos' home country. And Sotiropoulos was a huge favorite in that fight and was supposed to go on and win that division, but that never ended up happening, and Seaver's still here. And I think that he'll be a good test for Conor McGregor, but I do think McGregor will win.
He's a midget. He looks like he's about 90 years old. I mean, what does he bring to – you said what he just brought to the dance, but what does McGregor bring to the dance?
Well, I mean, McGregor has boxing. He has a higher level of boxing than people are used to seeing in MMA. He has quick hands. He has a lot of power. He has about 14 stops in 16 wins, so he's knocking out almost everybody that he's fighting. And he's elusive, you know, and he's not afraid. But what he brings more than anything is boatloads of charisma. I mean, he has more charisma than any fighter I've seen in a long time. So if he wins, you can bet the UFC will be happy about that.
Word out of Las Vegas is that Manny Pacquiao has signed for his big fight with Floyd Mayweather. Of course, Floyd Mayweather has signed in one report, and in another report he hasn't signed. This goes back and forth. It's like a soap opera. I'm tired of it.
It really is, Pedro. This is days of their lives so far. I mean, I don't know if we're ever going to get the fight, but it's looking closer and closer, and I'm remaining optimistic.
Okay, I'm going to think that Floyd's going to throw a big monkey wrench in this whole thing and go in the direction of Miguel Cotto to pick up a middleweight title, and you don't think that's likely, but I'm telling you, that's the way it's going to go. And Cotto versus Mayweather the second time, it's like Mayweather and Medina the second time. I don't need to see a porno movie with no money shot.
Well, there would be a lot of shots of money, but yes, I agree. It's not really an appealing fight. I mean, I don't think it's necessary, and it'll be really disappointing for boxing fans everywhere if that's the fight instead of the Pacquiao fight.
This has been your Combat Sports Update, of course, brought to you by Alchemy Water, A-L-K-A-M-E, alchemywater.com. Of course, we're going to talk a little bit about the world of Curt Flood and the NBA National League. He was like a free agent. He challenged this thing. We're talking about a guy who was like the Muhammad Ali of boxing. I mean, like,
like the Martin Luther King of boxing. He stood up against the system, and guess what? He ended up winning. So we're going to talk about that a little bit later. But straight up, we're talking, of course, NBA. The Warriors still rocking along. The Warriors still the best team in basketball. Who would be the second best team in basketball?
Second best team right now, Taco Man, is the Atlanta Hawks. They're in a market that, you know, it's Atlanta. It's not a huge market. They're in the process of being sold. They're trying to find a group to buy them. But, man, the Atlanta Hawks going into the season, I can honestly say the expectations were nowhere near as high as how they're playing. Their performance has already exceeded expectations. Last year, they were okay, bottom of the playoff bracket in the Eastern Conference, had a good playoff series against the Pacers. They were down a few guys, and this year those guys are healthy and it's paying off. The Atlanta Hawks currently have won 12 in a row, and they're 24-2 over the last month and a half.
Zach Attack Young, how's my favorite senile guy? I'm talking about that guy that's a cracker, Mr. Donald Sterling. How's he doing? Has he been in the news down there much?
No, he hasn't been in the news. The owner of the Clippers now is Steve Ballmer, the former Microsoft head.
Yeah, so. I understand that, but you figured that Sterling would be in the news once in a while. I mean, he is senile, and he is losing his mind, and these guys are great news stories. People don't realize that, but if you catch a guy when he's slipping, I mean, Dean Martin was one of the greatest actors or whatever you want to call him, entertainers of all time with Frank Sinatra and those guys. But when Dean got senile and got crazy, he said some crazy, crazy stuff, man. And, of course, that was the stuff that legends are made of. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. How's your rookie of the year looking?
You know, it's still right now, still Andrew Wiggins. Jabari Parker had a good shot at it, but like I said a few weeks ago, almost a month ago, he tore his ACL. I do have a new rookie to watch, though. Nuggets center Yusuf Nurkic. Yeah, Yusuf Nurkic. Averaging 7 points and 5 rebounds a game right now. But his emergence and his ability to give the Denver Nuggets quality minutes off of the bench allowed them to trade veteran center Timofey Mozgov to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And those of you, you're like, oh man, Timofey Mozgov, that's a name that rings a bell. When he was with the Knicks, Blake Griffin put him on the poster of all posters. So that's Timofey Mozgov's claim to fame, is getting absolutely dunked on by Blake Griffin.
1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. And hour number one, I ran this clip and I didn't live up to it. Here it goes again.
You changed the game.
Execution. That was a good job of executing.
Down the stretch, you and Serge seem to be in a really great rhythm. What allowed you guys to be so successful?
Did a good job of execution.
You know, the first stretch Nick was talking about, the 15-2 run, we went with a small lineup with 5 really good offensive players on the court. What does it do for your offense when everybody out there is really accomplished as an offensive player?
It's good.
Rush, you had 8 assists in the fourth quarter. What did you see from them defensively that allowed you to focus as much as you did on passing the rock?
Oh, we did a good job executing.
Now, are you upset with something?
Mm-hmm. She really upset.
I just don't like you.
You don't?
No.
Do you not like Nick either?
I love Nick, but I don't like you.
Well, you gave us about the same answers.
Yeah. You got another question?
You played a great game, one of your better ones. Is this one, in terms of production, assists, rebounds, points, is this one of the better games you can think of in your career?
Good execution.
Seemed like you guys played with a real good sense of urgency tonight. Has that been lacking in the past?
We did a good job executing tonight.
Anybody else? 17 assists for you tonight.
Last one.
What do you see like that?
It was a good job. We did a great job executing.
Thank you, Ross.
Zach Attack Young, Russell Westbrook of the Oklahoma Thunder. I love him. He tells it like it is, but did he go overboard there, you think, with the writer? I thought he sort of handled himself well.
Well, I'm not sure if I deciphered it right, but it sounded like he was talking about something about execution. I'm not sure if I heard that, but yeah, Russell Westbrook is a LA product, so he's always been one of my favorites to watch. He was on UCLA, always been one of my favorite players, and I don't have a problem with him addressing the media like that. I don't think that athletes should have to address the media. I think it's silly that they get criticized when they don't go along with what the media wants them to do, because the media is kind of out to get them a lot of the time, to be honest.
But you are the media!
I agree, and I am out to get them.
1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. Still to come, we're talking Major League Baseball, the birth of free agency on this day in 1970, of course, on the blood of Mr. Curt Flood. We'll talk about Curt Flood and what his stance and as far as baseball history and things like that are concerned, and all these multimillionaires, guys making $100 million a year. Guys hitting barely 260, 270, getting $100 million a year. I don't know. What can I say? Baseball's gotten out of hand. Speaking of baseball, we'll cover that as well in an upcoming segment tonight on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Kurt's coach of a year, no question about it. As far as the NBA is concerned thus far, Mr. Mark Kerr of the Golden State Warriors. Everybody knows he's the guy. Mark Jackson? Who's he? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeart Radio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, and live worldwide, folks. This is Sports Overnight America.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds, it's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now. 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month. All at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
time for your Sports Byline update. Of course, we check the scoreboards and bring in the scores, the marvelous Mr. Dominic Jimenez.
Thank you, thank you. The Wizards, 99-90 winners over the Brooklyn Nets. Portland, 98-102 losers to Memphis. Minnesota, 113 winners over Denver, 105. The Clippers, 117 win over the Kings. Excuse me, 117-108 winners over the Kings.
That is your Sports Byline Sports Update. Of course, this is Sports Overnight America, the weekend edition. My name is Johnny Taco, and of course, I've got my all-stars with me. You just heard the great Dominic Jimenez on the line from the City of Angels, and my other co-host, Zach Attack Young. We're talking free agency in the world of baseball, folks. This took place in 1970. On this day in 1970, 357 players were eligible for free agency. And they were. And this was all on the backs of a guy named Curt Flood. Let me tell you about Curt Flood. He played 12 years in the major leagues. I think all of those with the Cincinnati Reds. And he says, I didn't want to get traded to the Philadelphia Phillies in 1970. I mean, they were a last place team. So here's what he says. After 12 years in the major leagues, quote, after 12 years in the major leagues, I do not feel I am a piece of property to be bought and sold irrespective of my wishes. I believe that any system which produces that result violates my basic rights as a citizen and is inconsistent with the laws of the United States and of the several states as well. Straight up, he didn't play baseball. That was sort of the end of Curt Flood. He was blackballed. He was run out of the game. Bowie Kuhn was the commissioner at the time. They said, you know what, we're getting rid of this guy. But now we've got all these guys making, I mean, Pablo Sandoval. Mr. Free Agency, how much did he sign for?
$100 million.
$100 million. Oh, my God. And, of course, the Dodgers. Speaking of baseball, let's talk about some of the signees. The Dodgers signing people. The Giants just, who did the Giants just sign?
The Giants just signed outfielder Norichika Aoki to a one-year, $4.75 million dollar deal. Little irony, he was on the Royals team that the Giants just beat in the World Series. So I don't know what he's going to do when the Giants get their World Series rings. Maybe he'll go to the bathroom or something because that's going to be awkward.
You know, back in the old days, you know, the Major League Baseball, it was the National League League. They won all the All-Star games. They won, seemed to win a majority of the World Series, things like that. But things are shifting. I used to think the American League was the easier league. Not so anymore.
Not really. You see a lot of guys going from the National League to the American League struggle. And it's not necessarily the case going the other way. You know, especially with the pitchers, they have struggles adapting to the designated hitter.
Wasn't baseball's form, Zach, wasn't baseball's form of making these guys a property of one team or another? And not only is that onerous, but isn't that sort of like almost like pimping and slavery?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely not a good – I don't think the players would really approve of that move. They didn't have a choice, but, you know, that's the way it goes sometimes, unfortunately.
Yeah, back in the day, things were happening. Of course, Curt Flood versus Bowie Kuhn, he ended up beating Bowie Kuhn. He filed a $1 million lawsuit against Bowie Kuhn. He was making $90,000 at a time, but he said he likened the reserve clause to slavery. He was a great, great player. Of course, he was sort of like – there was Jackie Robinson, and then, you know, there was some other – and when baseball players after Jackie Robinson didn't make a whole lot of oral statements. They were sort of quiet. Black guys were sort of – you know, you sort of be quiet. Even Willie Mays was quiet for a while, even though he was the guy that ran a lot of the Latinos out of San Francisco. I'm talking about the Alou brothers and Jose Pagan and people like that, Orlando Cepeda. I mean, come on, man. Willie was – Willie – people don't give Willie the credit he deserves. Willie ruined the San Francisco Giants in the 60s. He ruined them. They went to the World Series in 62. They came within one out. Willie McCovey smacking that line drive to the second baseman. He came within one out of winning the World Series in 62. After that, they didn't return to the playoffs until like 1971, I think. And then, I guess the Pittsburgh Pirates. I mean, the Giants, they wasted all that talent. How could you trade Orlando Cepeda away? I think they got Ray Sadecki for Orlando Cepeda. I mean, Sadecki never proved himself. Sudden Sam McDowell was brought in here. The Giants made the worst trades, and it was all because of Willie Mays. So, you know, a lot of people want to kiss Willie's ring. His ring, you know, the Godfather type of crap. Mm-hmm. I don't. I've been in elevators with the guy down there at Candlestick Park and AT&T Park a couple of different times. And I said, hi, Willie. And one time I said, hi, Mr. Mays. But I'll never forget, Dominic, and this was a heartbreaker. I was a kid. I was 12 years old, and I leaned over the fence, over the railing in the bullpen. The Giants used to have the world, their bullpen was on the right field line, mm-hmm. okay? And I leaned over there and asked him to sign my baseball. and he totally ignored me. Didn't even say no. He just totally ignored me and got up and walked away. I said, Mr. Mays, please, Mr. Mays, please. Sort of reminds me of George Lopez trying to get an autograph from the guy from Chips, Eric Estrada. Eric Estrada pissing all over George Lopez. And guess who's got the HBO specials? And guess who's selling that nasty real estate in Tennessee?
George Lopez.
And Mr. Eric Estrada. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. So all of these guys, Pablo Sandoval, and go on and on, they've really got to thank Curt Flood. Without Curt Flood, he tested the water. He ruined his own life as far as baseball was concerned. He threw it on the line, much like a guy we're going to talk about in a little while, Muhammad Ali. I mean, Ali, things would have been a lot better for Ali had he gone into the military and went around and boxed exhibitions. He would have been able to stay in shape, all that kind of good stuff, okay? Instead, he had to go out and make a living doing college tour, doing speeches on college campuses all across the country. Of course, today is the 73rd birthday of the greatest fighter, I think, in the history of the game. And not because he knocked people out or things like that, but he found ways to win. Even after his prime had left him, Muhammad Ali fought on brains, a little bit of skill, and a whole lot of guts. And, you know, that was a little ugly because the guy that left boxing in 1967 when he was stripped of the heavyweight championship for not stepping forward and into the draft for the United States Army, that guy was untouchable. I thought he was the greatest fighter of all time as far as the ability was concerned, his ability to move in and out. Guys didn't hit him. The only time a guy hit him is if Ali would stand there, or Cassius Clay back in the day would stand there. I remember the great George Shavallo, who went the distance with Muhammad Ali and didn't get knocked down. He said to me, he goes, the guy was so fast, it was unbelievable. He was hitting you, and he was out of the way 1 second later. So we're talking Muhammad Ali probably in about 5-7 minutes here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're here from Ali himself. We're here from Howard Cosell. Some of you don't know who Howard Cosell is. Howard Cosell is probably the most prolific TV announcer in the history of sports. How can I say that? Oh, my God. How can you say that? He was. I mean, Howard did boxing. He did Monday Night Football. Well, Monday Night Football was an institution. He did some NFL games. Howard did it all. He did the wide world of sports. He did different events. When Howard Cosell was at an event, he made it an event. So we'll hear from Howard Cosell in a very teary-eyed, send-off to Muhammad Ali on his birthday. Of course, 73 years young this week. In and out of a hospital. They're not saying where it's at. They're sort of being sort of cool about this. They're not saying where Ali is holed up at, okay? But I know he did buy a house in Kentucky outside of Louisville, I think Lexington, and then he's got another home in Arizona. So I don't know where the hospital is in, and nor do I care. And I haven't really got interested in looking for it because, you know, he deserves his privacy. He gave us everything. He gave you his heart and his soul. He gave you his neurological capabilities. He did. He put it all on the line in those fights. But the toughest fight of all, he won that when he beat the United States government, KO'd them in the Supreme Court when they said that he was a legitimate conscientious objector and did not have to go into the war 3 years plus after he was stripped of his prime. Of course, the great Angelo Dundee, God rest his soul, the trainer extraordinaire, Hall of Famer, of course, he told me, Pedro, you know they took his best years. He wasn't the same guy when he came back. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. A little bit of NBA still to come, a little NFL still to come, because we're getting emails and tweets here. So if you give us, would you like to tweet us? What's the tweet thing?
Shoot us a tweet at Sports Byline USA. That's BYLINE.
Okay, of course, that's the tweet thing. And you can tweet us. I mean, we'll answer your tweets. There's no doubt about it. But 1-800-878-7529. We can sneak in a call if you want to talk sports. This is the place to do it. Sports A to Z. Sports Overnight America. Sports Byline Broadcast Network. iHeartRadio. Sirius XM Satellite Radio. iTunes. Stitcher.com. I can go on and on. But the bottom line is there's no excuse for you not to catch every show on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. If you want to, you can download the iHeartRadio app at iHeartRadio.com. And then you can take this free app, and you can either listen to the show online. Don't even have to download the app. You can listen to the show online at iHeartRadio.com. Any of the shows on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We have our own channel, our own network at iHeartRadio. Okay, so let's check it out. Sports Byline USA, Broadcast Network. You can even look up my daytime show on the weekends. We talk about Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturdays and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific time. We talk boxing and mixed martial arts. But right now, we're talking sports up until the top of the hour. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. I'm going to tell you right now, if Seattle doesn't cover the spread tomorrow, here's what I'll do. Next week on the show, I will eat an 8x10-inch piece of paper on the air, and you can take a picture of it.
Hey, the fans on Twitter will love that.
I'm not bluffing you.
I'm going to hold you to it.
You damn right you can. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. That's right. I put it on the line. I'll eat the paper if I'm wrong. But Seattle tomorrow by 18 to 21 points. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Protective Insurance Specialist is a referral service that connects you to a licensed agent. Availability, waiting periods, and limitations vary by state. Not major medical. Certain plans require association membership.
After my husband passed away, we couldn't pay the mortgage, make car payments, or pay bills. Sometimes even having enough food was a problem. All of a sudden, our financial security, gone.
You've made plans for the future. College for the kids. Retirement. Have you thought of the unexpected curves life can throw at you? Ask yourself, what if? Wait till something happens to your family, or make sure you're ready with coverage by calling Protectum Insurance Specialists. Get term life insurance, accident insurance, critical illness insurance, all in one. Just minutes on the phone. No medical exams, no health questions, and guaranteed acceptance. It's coverage you don't get from your health insurance. Call for a free quote. 800-473-0563. Get cash fast directly to you when you need it and use it for whatever you want. Call toll free. 800-473-0563. 800-473-0563.
Hello, Mr. Green. Remember that electronic device you donated or traded in? The computer with all your bank statements and passwords you think you erased? The phone with all the lovely family photos you think you wiped? You didn't use TechErase, did you? Lucky for me. Had you used TechErase's secure digital shredding process, I wouldn't have been able to steal your identity. So say hello to the new Mr. Green, and thanks for all the gifts you're about to buy me.
Don't let this happen to you. Visit TechErase.com now to protect your identity, family, and business. Enter code SPORTS for 25% off secure erasing services for a limited time.
You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
This is the Sports Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Now, who the heck is singing that? Who is that? That's not Benny King of the Drifters, later with the Average White Band. It is the Birthday Boy, Muhammad Ali, 1963, singing Stand By Me, straight up. He can sing a little bit. Straight, that was the greatest. 1-800-878-7529 is 1-800-878-7529. On this day, take that back, January 18th. Yeah, we're into the 18th here. Modern field hockey was born in the formation of the Hockey Association in England. And, of course, man, big day as far as Super Bowl X was concerned. I mean, can you remember Super Bowl X? You probably weren't even alive, Dominic. Super Bowl X, of course, the Pittsburgh Steelers beating the Dallas Cowboys 21-17 against the Miami. And guess who was the MVP? A guy from Sarah High School, a guy I had a lot of respect for. Barry Bonds was from Sarah High. I had no respect for him, still have no respect for him. But the great Lynn Swann. Was it 82, right?
Yeah.
82. I mean, he was an amazing athlete.
He was. Lynn Swann was very impressive.
He was a USC Trojan? Oh, he was USC Trojan. Talk about it.
There you go. There's his college, too.
1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Yes, it is the birthday of the greatest. And this here is a very emotional piece. And before I get into it, I've got to tell a little Muhammad Ali story from Macau. It is August 1994. We're in Macau for an 8-day tour. We're going to tour the mainland, but we're in Macau, which was a Portuguese province at the time. Muhammad Ali, myself, promoter Harold Smith says, Pedro, you can be Ali's bodyguard. You can take care of his PR work. You can introduce him at events. I can? And you're going to pay me? And he did. So we had a great time. And, of course, so memorable. We were in Macau, and Muhammad Ali said he was tired of going to see politicians, the governor, and all those kind of people. He said, man, take me to a hospital. I want to see some kids. So we went to a convent, an orphanage. It was run by the Catholic nuns. And these kids there, they one of them had no legs. Another one didn't have an arm. Another one was deformed in the face. And one of them didn't have sort of a mouth. The mouth came out the side of his mouth. These were all the most deformed kids you could ever imagine on the planet Earth. And the Chinese philosophy is to discard these kids like they were trash because they're defective, and they will bring the family name down. Straight up, that's the way they did. So Ali's there, and, you know, I'm watching Ali interact with the kids, and this one kid drug himself across the floor. He had no legs. He dragged himself across the floor in a diaper, in a pamper. It was one of the most moving experiences I've ever had in my life, Dominic. But here's what was even more touching, was that Muhammad Ali says to me, do you have any money, kid? I said, yeah. He goes, how much do you have? I said, about $400 or $500. He goes, give it to me. Damn, I got to give him my money? Okay. So I gave my money because, you know, you give Muhammad Ali some money, you figure you get it back, right, Dominic?
Oh, yeah.
Of course, I got it back. Anyway, so I give him like $460. He ends up getting about $1,200 altogether. Even the Jack Benny of the press row back then, Jack Welch, formerly of Philadelphia, then of Las Vegas, Nevada, is deceased now, but was with me at Flash Magazine for so many years. Even he kicked in some bucks. But I think we came up with about $1,250. And we gave it to the Catholic nun who ran this orphanage for these deformed kids. And she broke down in tears. She said, Dominic, she said, this will feed us the entire convent for a year. Can you imagine that?
Wow. That's, that's really cool, Pedro.
$1,200. So we're in the bus going home. I think we're going back to the hotel, okay? And, you know, I'm all teary-eyed, this and that. You know, I mean, I was bummed out. I had a kid that was just born a couple of years earlier, and I realized how fortunate I am that she has all four limbs and all that kind of good stuff. Stuff you sort of took for granted, okay? So I'm all bummed out in this bus, and Ali, he sees me, and he gets up out of his chair and moves two rows back to me and sits down. And he says, you can't save all the puppies in the pound, kid. You can't save all the puppies in the pound. With that, we go to the greatest. His 50th birthday party with the one and only Howard Cosell.
Muhammad, was he doing anything differently up to the time you hit him from the first fight?
Well, Howard Cosell, what he was doing was, this fella making all this noise is Howard Cosell. What he was doing, Howard?
Good luck. I hope it's not an act. I hope you mean it.
If it's an act, just look at my record and see if have the other fights been acts. Have they been acts?
Not so far.
Well, what makes you think I'm acting?
And with that final stage of the act.
This is unexpected. I didn't know you would invite me to do this. Oh, hold it. You must be on boxing position and just have a little dance like we're boxing. And just for 1 second, I have to time it. And for 1 second.
Right there, see?
Whom would you like to fight and where and when?
I'd like to fight whoever you think's the best, the number one man. I'd say he's Zora Foley.
I'm not sure that there's anybody left, really, for you to fight.
You.
That may come about someday. Thank you for coming.
Just stay in shape.
Are you taking Zora Foley too lightly?
Why would you say that?
Because every indication has been that you're confident that you can beat Zara.
I'm confident I can whoop all of them. This ain't nothing new. My image is being confident. What you trying to make it look like something new for? I'm always confident I can whoop all of them.
You're being extremely truculent.
Whatever truculent mean, if that's good, I'm that.
Well, I tell you, Coach Sale, I've been taking oxygen because I needed the oxygen. What you will see is I won't need the oxygen tonight. I'm ready.
I want you so bad, I just get tired. I done made you great in this country, and you still popping off. I want you bad.
Wait, let's get the facts straight. I made you.
You made me.
Nobody knew you.
You made me.
I took a poor little kid from Lowerville
and made me.
Let's put
anybody
it on the
know
thing.
About you. Anybody who didn't watch football didn't know you. Come on, it gets back with the interview now.
Number two. The body is now aging.
You ready?
A shell of what it used to be.
What am I going to do? Yes.
The man's beset by fear. What are you going to do to George for me?
He just said the man's body is not what it used to be. The man is beset by fear. Talking about me. Are you crazy? If I had a lower IQ, I could enjoy your interview. Of course, there ain't no sense in crying about that. But as you said, it was extraordinary. It was still a good fight.
Yeah, it was a good
fight. But the soccer fight, how would I dance 12 rounds 3 years later? I got the films if you don't believe it.
I saw it. I called it.
Well,
you
right.
Thought that fight was no contest.
You're not as dumb as you look.
Neither are you. And that's saying a lot coming from me.
What you call
it? Let's tell it like it is, right from the beginning.
I done made you famous enough. Everywhere I go, you follow me to get your name in the papers and on television. I done
You'd
made
still
you.
Be stealing bikes in Louisville if
don't
it weren't
Don't tell people I stole bikes.
Everybody's talking about Joe Frazier. Joe Frazier. This chumps out there think Joe Frazier can beat me. I'm Muhammad Ali. I am the greatest. I brought to boxing the anchor punch, the ghetto whopper, the bolo punch, the Malaysian waltz, the double shuffle, the Russian bank, the rope and dope, the mirage. You realize we are opening up the satellite. This is live. Split screen. I talk to you. I talk to Frazier. These people will then have a chance to evaluate your courage or lack thereof. You understand?
I mean, speaking simple English, I didn't go to school. I don't understand all these big words. You're always coming up with a lot of big words. You know what I'm going to do? I promise you this, and I promise the world. People want to see me slap you. They want to see me do something to you, and that's against the law. But I tell you what, one of these days, I promise you, the next time you get in the ring agitating with me, I hope you're there on my last fight. I swear I'm going to pull it off. Howard Cosell, show the people that you're not the man you was a few years ago.
Muhammad, you're not the man you were 10 years ago, right?
Right.
Well, I'm going to ask your wife, are you the man you was last year?
You'll get a quick answer to that.
All of the years, all of the times together, I've enjoyed them. You're a very special man with a very special meaning.
Thanks.
To all of the American people,
thank you.
I congratulate you. It's my honor. Your name is Muhammad Ali. Hard to believe. All the years, everything that's passed between us, it's so hard to believe. And so memorable. And now,
It's time to say to you, Muhammad, God bless you and happy birthday to you. You're 50 years old. I never thought that could happen. Not to you. But it has. And you know something? You are exactly who you said you are. You never wavered. You are free to be who you want to be. I love you.
The great Howard Cosell, folks, Hall of Fame broadcaster. Of course, the face of ABC Sports, Wide World of Sports, Monday Night Football, paying tribute to the greatest on his birthday back in 1992. Of course, turning 73 today, the great Muhammad Ali. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Okay, we'll go with the break. This is sort of cute. Muhammad Ali being doing Stand By Me. Who would have thought? I mean, Joe Frazier used to sing. Larry Holmes had a band for a while, but Joe Frazier was bad. He was terrible. And I had to sit through one of Joe's performances one time and not get up and leave. It was tough. I had to nail myself to the chair. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and the American Forces Network. This is Sports Overnight America, Weekend Edition.
It's late. Your baby is flushed and congested. Do you go to the emergency room, page your doctor, hoping you hear back? No. You're out of refills and your doctor can't see you for 2 weeks. Do you go without? No. You've broken out in itchy hives and are running a fever, but you're traveling in miles from home. Do you suffer through it? No. You sign up with Doc On Call to make sure it doesn't happen again. Doc On Call will give you immediate access to board-certified physicians and registered nurses day or night with one-on-one video or phone consultations. All consultations are completely confidential and records are immediately transmitted to your physician. Doc On Call is a great backup plan because it allows you to contact a doctor on a moment's notice. Now you can get convenient personal professional medical care whenever you need it. Call now to get started and have a doctor always on call for less than $1 a day. With Doc On Call, your appointment is when you say it is. Call now. 1-800-996-7722 now. That's 1-800-996-7722. 1-800-996-7722.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Insphere Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Detox and Treatment Helpline, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you have private insurance, we specialize in finding you the right treatment. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So if you have private insurance, take 5 minutes of your time. Call right now. I promise it'll change your life. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992. 866-490-3992.
This is your Sports Byline Sports Update. January 17th, January 18th, 2015. Dominic Jimenez, take it away.
Thank you, thank you. The best in the East, the Atlanta Hawks. 107-99 winners in Chicago. Very nice win for the Hawks. The Pistons, 107-89 winners over the 76ers. The Hornets, 80-71 winners over the Pacers. That's a boring game there. And last but not least, the Golden State Warriors, the best team in the National Basketball Association, 131-106 winners over the Houston Rockets.
That is your sports update on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. I got to mention this before we go to the NFL and the coaches. Of course, new coaches with the Niners, new coaches with the Oakland Raiders as well. But Robert Allenby says he was kidnapped and beaten in Hawaii, this professional golfer. He's all busted up here. I mean, look at the pictures of him. Man, he looks like some chick just beat the snot out of him. Kidnapped and beaten. Is it legitimate?
It's legitimate if he was into the illegal side of Hawaii. I know there's a lot of ice trafficking over there.
Let me tell you about Hawaii. My father told me he was a merchant marine, okay? Banged a lot of hookers over there, I believe, okay? But he told me, he goes, you don't want to go to Hotel Street, son. And when you go to Honolulu, stay away from Hotel Street, right? You know what I did when I went to Honolulu?
Straight
I couldn't
to
wait to get to Hotel Street. And it was stinky, it was smelly, and it was just like he described it, with a big urine odor, okay? But I had to get to Hotel Street. Of course, let's talk about the coaches, of course, the 49ers. Tell me about this guy. What's his name?
49ers have a new head coach, Jim Tomsula. He was the former defensive line coach for the Niners, and he got a promotion. And they have subsequently let go of all of their assistants other than running backs coach Tom Rathman and quarterbacks coach Jeep Christ. Okay. That includes defensive coordinator Vic Fangio.
Okay, and the Davis family over there in Oakland, where are they going?
Yeah, they got their new head coach, former Jaguars head coach, and most recently the Broncos defensive coordinator Jack Del Rio, the local product out of the East Bay.
Zach Attack, Andrew Luck is 0-4, I think, against Tom Brady and the Patriots. He's not going to win tomorrow. Is that sort of discouraging when you're that good and you get gangster slap? I guess not with Dave Brady being like one of the greatest greats, huh?
No, I mean, that's the Patriots have one of the greatest NFL franchises ever. So to keep going against them and losing, I mean, it might be a little discouraging, but it happens, and he'll eventually be the one at the top of the mountain, and it'll be the Patriots trying to compete against him. So just give it a few more years.
Okay, if the Seattle wins tomorrow, I will be up $1,600. $1,600 and a couple of and some change as far as the season's concerned. Zach Attack, I was looking at your stats the other day. You're up a G. My man here is Dominic Jimenez. Not the biggest bettor in the world, but you've been smart with your bets this year.
I've been handling it. Zach remembers when I picked the Jets over the Patriots. He remembers that one. Just like I picked Ohio State last week over Oregon.
Wait, we almost skipped over that. Ohio State whooping on the Ducks, man. They drowned the Ducks, Zach.
Yeah, they did. You got to hand it to them. I really thought that the Ducks would win, but they just couldn't get it together. It might have had something to do with their receivers not being there, but at the end of the day, Ohio State was the better team.
That was his receiver that was suspended for allegedly smoking marijuana, folks. He had that evil weed in his system. You know, unlike narcotics or cigarettes or anything like that, which are addictive, it was a benign drug in marijuana. Dominic Jimenez, great show this week. I got to give you your props.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, you handled it very well, Mr. Taco.
Thank you so much. And of course, from the City of Angels, Donald Sterling, stepson Zach Attack Young, you have a great week.
You too, Flesh.
Folks, this has been Sports Overnight America. I want to thank the great Scott Cuddy, producer extraordinaire, for him throwing together all those audio clips of Muhammad Ali. He is such a talented guy when it comes to that. I want to thank Assyrian Pete. He's in the other room running the control board. I want to thank you for tuning in tonight on the Sports Overnight America, of course, weekend edition. And don't forget, I am Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. I own the Sports Byline Broadcast Network with my boxing and MMA shows, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. And then we come back Saturday nights, 10 p.m. Pacific time, right here with Sports Overnight America Weekend Edition. Until next time, you got it.